Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi Halacha Dalet, immediately after the Mishnah. We're starting in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah mentioned that if a person wants to do rows of what's called a miksha. Miksha is these pumpkins, these gourds, which are Perla Mitzri, Kishuim, Diluim. So if he does two rows of each one, so then it's fine. And the Mishnah continued and said that if he's doing a row of Kishuim, a row of Diluim, a row of Polamitzri, so then he can do another row of Kishuim according to Rabbi Elazar. Now the Mishnah of the Kamon will tell us that if a person wants to do a miksha, meaning one of these types of miksha in our Mishnah, and he wants to do it in a field of onions, of betzalim, meaning that there will be onions planted between the rows of the miksha, how much distance needs to be between the rows of the miksha in order to be able to plant onions in between? So we have over there machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says you have to have 12 amas in between. And Rabbi Kiva says you have to have 8 amas in between. Now going back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, you have a row of kishuim, then diluim, then polamitzri, then you do kishuim again, according to our blazer. So what's the distance between the two rows of kishuim? So this is what the Gemara addresses according to the Pshat of Rab Chaim. Rabbi Shmuel requires in the Mishnah Lekamon 12 Amma between the rows of the Miksha. So here requires between the rows 12 Amma. Whoever says there 8 Amma, so he also requires 8 Amma only, and that's Rabbi Akiva. No, Divrei HaKoli, our Mishnah, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees, the 8 Amma is enough. Why? Here we're not talking about onions. Here we're talking about the between the miksha, there's another miksha. Between the gourds, there's another type of gourd. So when you have in between the gourds onions, then we have more space between the gourds in order to allow onions in between. But if in between you're planting other types of gourds, so then you don't have to have such a big distance, and there even Rabbi Shmuel agree that 8 amas is enough. Says the Gemara now, Orko Bekama Chovish, how much will be the length of a shuro for it to have the problem of Chovish? Chovish means being surrounding. That if you don't have enough space in between, it's because it'd be surrounding, it's a problem. Says the Gemara, Oh my Rabbi Zeiro Nilmadam in a kerem. Let's learn from a vineyard. How's we going to learn regarding Kili HaKerem, going to a vineyard? We're going to know what's the definition of a vineyard. And the definition of a vineyard is, needs to be at least 5 trees in 2 rows, a row of 2 and a row of 3. It means it's 4 and Echad Yoitzes Zonov, that's the Lashon we're going to learn. One is like a tail. The tail on one side, so basically you have a picture of a row of 2 trees and then next to it a row of 3 trees. What's the minimum amount of distance between the trees? It must be 4 amas. If you have less than 4 amas, so then we assume that one of the trees is going to have to be uprooted because it's impossible to take care of the tree without having a distance of 4 amas. So if I have over here a row of 3 trees and between each one there's 4 amas, the total distance is 8 amas. We also learned that how far can the trees be and still considered to be a vineyard? 8 amas. If they're more than 8 amas, then they're just individual trees and they don't join together to be a vineyard. So mainly we have here 2 measurements. We have the, what's the minimum length of a vineyard? It's 8 amas. And then what's the flago? What's the distance between 2 trees for it to still be together? The distance needs to be 8 amas or less to join to be together. So when we speak about our sugya, the Gemara says the same thing. What is the distance between 2 rows in order for it to consider to be chayvish, to be surrounding other rows and causing a problem? So we said it should be 8 amas or less. If it's more than 8 amas, then it's not chayvish, then it's not an issue. So what is the length of the shur? Says the Gemara the same thing. The length of a shur needs to be 8 amas. The same we said by vineyard, that the measurements are the same for the length and the distance. Also by shura, the measure is the same for the length and the distance. Continues now the Gemara in Amud Beis and says, Aldai say the Chizkiyo Nichila. According to Chizkiyo that said, that the same machlokes we have in the Mishnah Lekamon between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel regarding the distance between the rows Is it 8 amos or 12 amos? It's the same machlekes by us. So also regarding the machlekes about the length of the shur will be the same thing. Rabbi Akiva that holds that the distance is 8 amos, all the length is 8 amos. According to one of the Gersers, over here you have another sentence, the Gemara says, whoever said that it's 12 amos, so also the length here is 12 amos. But says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that here the distance is 8 amos, how much will be the length of the row? In Tamar b'shmoino, if you want to tell me that the length is 8 amo, meaning that the distance is equal to the length. So of course, when you have rows of gourds in a field of onions, here we're using the girsa of Chaim rings, that's based on the Rash, that the length of the row should be 8 amos and not 12. Why? When you're speaking about rows of gourd in a field of gourds, so then you said that the distance is 8 amo, and more than 8 amo is fine, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, still nechbosh b'shmoino, if you have a length of 8 amo in the row, that's strong enough to be a problem. Mukshe ben abitzolim, when you have rows of gourds among the onions, there, in order to save the field, it needs to be a distance of at least 12 amo. Again, using the gears of Reb Chaim, so of course, it will be a problem with 8 amos. Meaning, just to explain, we have over here a kula and a chumra. With the discussion over here is, what is supposed to be the distance between the rows? Rabbi Kiva says the distance, if it's more than 8 amos, you have no issue. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you still have an issue until 12 amos. So Rabbi Shmuel is more machmir than Rabbi Kiva. Now, what is the definition of a row? So the Gemara asks, what's the length of a row to be a problem? If you say that the length of the row is 8 amos, so you're more machmir to make a row a problem when it's 8 amos. If you say that the length of a row is 12 amos, so then if a row is not 12 amos, it's not a problem. It doesn't cause an issue of kilayim. So says the Gemara, if you hold over here that the distance is 8 amos and more than that is okay, meaning you're more makil over here, then you hold regarding a field of onions. So by onions, you're more machmir. And if here you hold that the length of a row is 8 amos is already a problem, even if it's not a length of 12 amos, means you're more machmir over here in this case, which is a case of kulo, a case where you're more lenient. You're more machmir in terms of the fact that the length of a row is the smaller distance. So of course, there, by onions, where you're more machmir, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because there, the distance between the rows needs to be 12 amos in order to save it. So of course, the length of the row, by being 8 amos, it's already a length, which is asur. You have to be machmir at that point as well. That's the kavochimer of the Gemara. And the Gemara says the flip side. If you want to tell me that when you have rows in an onion field, so there you need to have a length of at least 12. So also by us, the length has to be at least 12. So all the Gemara is saying is, according to Chizkiyo, that the same machlokes we have there, we have here, meaning there's no kulo chumo. We don't have any case which is more lenient or more severe than the other. They're both equal. So then we'll say the Pasha the Svara, that the distance is equal to the length. Whatever the distance is, that the length should be. If the distance is supposed to be 8 amos, the length should be 8 amos. If the distance is supposed to be 12 amos, the length should be 12 amos. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're differentiating between the case of onions to our case, and we're saying that our case is a little more lenient than the case of onions. So then you can't say the Pasha the Svara that the length of the row is equal to the distance between the rows. Because if here that you're more lenient, you're saying that the length of the row is a problem by 8 amos, so kolshekin, in the case of onions, where you're more machmir, that the length of the row needs to be 8 amos and not more to be a problem. So even though the distance between the rows is 12 amos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, but the length of a row to be an issue will be 8 amos based on this kal v'chomer. Or you have to say that in both cases, meaning by us and there, the length of the row should be at least 12 amos. In other words, you cannot just make the simple formula that Chizkiyah did according to Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara and says, when we speak about a row, at kedoin beretzav, that's if you put them and you plant the row with every plant is very close to each other. What happens if you're making small plants and then have a large distance between them? Does that join together to be a row or not? The same way we spoke about a vineyard. It doesn't matter if the distance between the vines, or like we said before, either 4 amos in the minimum, or even 8 amos is still joined together, even though the distance is much larger. So also here, it doesn't matter if it's planted very close to each other, or there's a distance between the small plants, it's also considered to be a row, which that's the problem over here in our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kelaim Daf Lamed Aleph.